If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that I do have a merch store or two, and I don't generally push my merch because I don't feel comfortable hitting you guys up for money. But if you're listening to me on anything resembling a regular basis, you probably laugh at the same things I do. You probably think a lot of the same things I do. So why don't you go check out horribledesigns.com? They have assorted merchandise with funny comments on it, funny t-shirts, funny mouse pads, funny coffee cups, and then some stuff that maybe not necessarily so funny, but is definitely relevant, whether it's a social opinion, an economic opinion, a stance on, you know, things like veganism or whether or not you need essential oils in your life. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little plug. I have some of their shirts. They're comfortable. They're cool. I like them. HorribleDesigns.com. Go check it out. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. Hey, everybody. So this week we're going to start with a little light housekeeping. We have our first official patron announcement. It's one of the perks if you sign up for patron is you get a shout out. So big shout out to Josh, my first official patron. Not the first person to contribute to the show. My first regular subscription person to sign up would be Miss Erin, who signed up through Buy Me a Coffee. She listens to the show. She's a wonderful, very generous lady who supports a lot of creators, and she's pretty awesome. Next thing coming up is there's going to be some collaborations in the works that you guys are going to be on the lookout for. Starting off with next week, I'll be showing up on the Infectious Groove podcast, and that'll be Monday. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be an album review thing. It's pretty cool. So that'll be cool. You guys should check that out. If you're not already listening to the Infectious Groove podcast, you're probably not paying too good of attention because I've talked about them a lot, and I'm super excited for this. It's going to be cool. So the third thing is to address the major elephant in the room. In case you can't tell by the sound of my voice, I can hear it in the sound of my monitor headphones. I'm a little stuffy, a little congested, a little under the weather. 2.5 years after the whole shenanigans started, I finally got the vid. For what it's worth, I feel fine, more or less. I mean, a little bit of a tickle in my throat and a little tiny bit of congestion. But other than that, I honestly don't feel like I'm going to die or nothing. My whole thing is we test on a semi-regular basis due to my job and things. And we did have someone come down and test positive a week prior at work. And I'd been testing all week to make sure I didn't have it, because I didn't, want to take the chance. Every time somebody in the office gets it, we all get test ourselves. And I came up negative for a whole week after the last time I saw the last person who tested positive. And then over the weekend, just, there it is. All of a sudden, got the vid. And, so I can hear I sound a little different to myself. So I'm assuming I sound a little different to you guys. So apologies if this is not the regular soothing, suave little tones you've come to expect from my talks. But yeah, I'm feeling fine. Other than that, I've felt worse getting the flu. So, knock on wood, thus far, no problems, no complications. But anyway, so into the meat and potatoes of this one. And I'm going to call this a little bit of a cop-out. It's going to be a shorter episode because I am a little under the weather. And I may or may not be dealing with a little bit of the so-called COVID brain. It's just a little, I don't know, I'm tired. That's what it boils down to. Like I said, I don't feel particularly run down or bad or anything, but I want to get into this week's subject and get my points home, hopefully without too much rambling and rhetoric and back and forth about various things. My big train of thought this week, it's
things are really going off the rails here in the States. They're getting, it seems like it's getting more and more out of hand. We have, regardless of where you stand on the last president, everybody that listens on a regular basis knows I was not a big fan. I mean, I would have preferred him to the current idiot, but I'm not naive enough to say, well, you know, every single problem in the country right now is this asshole's fault. No, I've said it plenty of times. The problems in this country, yeah, some of them can be laid at this asshole's feet. A lot of them can be laid at this asshole's feet, but not necessarily because he's the president now. But he's been a politician for his entire adult life, basically. He has been a career politician. He's been in office almost as long as I've been alive. He was the spearhead for a lot of the fucked up policies that ultimately led to our current state of affairs. So I do blame him, but not just because he's currently the president. I blame him because he's a cog in the wheel of the corrupt up, bloated bureaucracy that it is. And yeah, so basically the Cliff Notes version of all the fuckery that's gone on in the last couple of weeks, I honestly am starting to believe they actually want, you know, civil unrest, domestic violence kind of things going on so they can activate martial law, militarize every branch of the government because, you know, it comes, I talked about it last week, how this new inflationary control act that they put into place that, you know, does nothing to combat inflation and added an extra 87,000 IRS agents who are basically going to be armed, according to the job posting they put up to hire for that position, where they talked about must be willing to use deadly force. Yeah, well, after doing a little more, you know, just kind of poking around, trying to keep myself amused, turns out the IRS is not the only federal agency that has a stockpile of weapons and ammunition that, realistically, according to their prescribed job, they really shouldn't need, you know, their own SWAT teams and things like that. You know, neither should the Social Security Administration or, you know, the Department of Agriculture or any of these other multiple federal agencies that apparently have weaponized arms of their agencies. And then you look at things that are going on, like with the current FBI. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of 45, but he's still better than 46, in my opinion. But that was for different reasons, you know. He was not a nice guy. He's not the kind of guy I would probably hang out with and have a beer with. But on the other hand, a lot of the other world leaders, they're not nice guys either. And you can't play with kid gloves with a bunch of, you know, megalomaniac, insane people. You have to deal with them with other megalomaniac, insane people. And all the people that don't seem to get it in this country that are putting us in a very perilous position, other countries really no longer respect us. But the current administration is back to the administration prior to this administration, prior to the previous administration, going back to the career politicians' way of playbook, you know, getting us back into wars, getting us into proxy wars. Say what you will about Trump. Yeah, he was kind of a jackass. He's a mean tweeter. He hurt people's feelings. But his priorities were always to put this country first and to withdraw us from war. He was like the first president I can remember that did not actively get us into conflicts. He was the only one actively withdrawing us from conflicts. And I'm saying that, like, people want to give Biden credit for the absolute fuckery that was the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And yeah, they should put all of the blame squarely on him for the mismanagement of the way that was done. Yes, when it happened, they tried to say, oh, well, Trump was going to do this anyway. But Trump was doing it the right way. He had a plan to get us out of there, to get the civilians out first, to get the contractors out first. The last thing to leave would have been the equipment. We wouldn't have left it all for the fucking Taliban to take and arm themselves with. But that really wasn't supposed to be the point of this episode. Again, sorry, COVID brain. With everything that's going on in this country at the moment, like I said, it seems like the political parties are trying to weaponize the different branches of the federal government. Some of them are being used for petty vindictive shit. All of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of conflict coming. There's strife coming. I think it's, and they're fostering it. They're making it worse. It's almost like they're trying to provoke a reaction so they can impose martial law and lockdown and strip us all of our rights. Which, you know, if you're a smooth brain, you're going to go, that's not what they're doing. They wouldn't do that to us. But, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything today. I'm too tired. So, but I have been thinking, and what I really wanted to talk about was something I was thinking about specifically because, hey, look, I got a patron. And that was something that we see a real lack of in a lot of ways these days is just simple gratitude. It's the little things you can do for other people just to, you know, just to show them you appreciate them, to show them what you're doing for you. I mean, I've had some of the people that have gone out of their way to do something to show support for this show. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can do that that don't have to be financial. And they have a lot of impact, too. You know, sharing the show with your friends, telling people to listen to it, you know, spreading word of mouth, leaving reviews, leaving ratings on whatever podcast catcher you're listening to. These are all things, you know, pretty much every independent podcaster talks about this stuff because the vast majority of us that do this as a hobby, you know, we don't have money for like advertising budgets. Our show only grows by people telling other people about it. And a lot of us, you know, we don't have a lot of disposable income because we're not, you know, making any money off of these shows. These are hobbies. These are us doing something we enjoy and trying to, in a lot of cases, you know, spread and share our enjoyment of something. Me, it's an avenue to vent and talk. And, you know, sometimes people like what I say and they feel like they need to hear it or they feel like other people need to hear it and they get on board with it. And, I mean, it would make me feel better if the show's audience started growing on a regular basis. That would be fantastic. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm doing it because it's stuff I need to say. It's things I need to talk about, things opinions I think need to be stated. That's another thing that I'm grateful for. But the thing is, when it comes to gratitude, like I said, I've got some really, I don't have a ton of fans. I don't know if, without going into a lot of detail, there's a lot of even small little independent shows that, you know, have shoestring budgets or maybe they run a couple ads and make, you know, a couple $100 a month or whatever, enough to cover their hosting costs or to, you know, keep their equipment upgraded, pay the bills, pay their, you know, get some little stuff developed so that they can do giveaways and raffles and events and stuff like that, or upgrade their equipment, whatever. I'm very fortunate. I got my equipment upgraded for me. You know, I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, gushing about that again. There, I did an episode about it. You can go back and listen to it. It was awesome. Yeah, I'm happy as a clam in a lot of ways. I'm at a place where I wasn't sure I'd ever get to, just in terms of getting a more professional setup going. So, you know, maybe I can, and I have every intention of trying to take this show a little more seriously. You know, like a lot of us, life gets in the way, life gets involved. And since this is a little hobby with a little hobby audience, it's, you know, sometimes life's got to take a priority. I really want to get better about planning things out and booking things out, but again, I'm sorry. Again, I'm getting sidetracked. So gratitude, right? It's not a bad thing. And like I said, there's so many ways to, if you enjoy listening to whatever independent creators, I generally assume about 85% of the people that listen to this show are other podcasters. So, you know, you guys know what's involved. I appreciate, you know, the support, and I appreciate the listens. And to the people that aren't podcasters that actually just somehow found the show, because it's not like I do a lot of real blatant overt advertising or anything. You know, thanks if you stuck around long enough to, you know, give it a listen and decided you liked it and wanted to come back for more. Thank you, I guess. But if you, you know, and I'm not even really saying for me, I mean, like I said, it would be great if my numbers went up and I develop more of an audience and got the message to more people. But, you know, when I think about these things, I usually think in terms of other shows, other creators, because at the end of the day, I'm a podcast fan too. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts in the course of my average week. Actually, I'll admit I've dialed back a little bit lately because a lot of the shows I was listening to on a regular basis have either pod faded and become, you know, they're not there, or they're on hiatus, or a couple of them have, I'm not really sure if they're coming back. They've had some, you know, personal life type stuff happen where all this, you know, everything from financial problems to life changes to some people have lost some people, and it's sad. But at the same time, you know, my life is getting back to being busy since the vid is kind of backed off, although surprise, it reared its ugly head after I decided I was going to talk about it. And so the gratitude thing is, like, I have several shows I have signed up to their patrons for because I like their stuff. And it's not that I think, you know, my extra $2 or $3 or $5 or whatever it is a month is, you know, life-changing for any of us, but it is a nice thing. And I was really, every time somebody does something like that for me, and I've gotten, you know, little one-off gifts here and there, and I've gotten a couple of really generous things from people and an extremely generous thing from people. And now I got somebody that said, hey, I like what you're doing enough to say, here's, you know, a subscription. I'm going to give you, you know, some money every month because I like what you're doing. Not for any, you know, not with any expectations or anything other than I appreciate your entertainment. I'd like to be a little more entertained. There's a couple perks, you know, access to like bonus episodes and like I said, the custom shout out and access to the Discord server with special privileges to access to, you know, patron only channels and stuff. But I don't think that's why people do it. And that's not why I do it. I mean, most of the shows I have patrons sign up with, I don't really use the perks that come with it, but it's more about, you know, showing that support for somebody. And even if it's not much, if you can't do much, like I said, there's ways to do it without being financially tied down to reposting posts on social media about the show, just telling your friends, talking to people, saying, hey, you should check this out, you know, things like that. And that's not necessarily as tangible. But if you want to let somebody that's out there doing something know you appreciate them and you're grateful for them taking the time out of their life to make something for you to consume, like I said, little reviews, ratings, that's an awesome way to do things. So for somebody with all it takes is a few seconds of your time. And I'm just, I know I'm kind of talking in circles here, but me personally, I'm so grateful for the support I've gotten from people. And, you know, it's great that I've got people saying, oh, yeah, you know, I really liked it when you said X, Y, and Z. Or, oh, yeah, I really, you know, I so agreed with when you said that. And it made me kind of, you know, question, how was I being grateful enough to the people that support me? Because I know, like, with the position I'm in, I don't have a huge surplus of disposable income. Like, pretty much everybody these days, the economy's rough on a lot of most of us. So, you know, my discretionary spending is very tight. But so when somebody decides they want to do something for me that is a financial gift or boon, it's like, that's not, because the way I look at finances is that's your time you're spending. That's ultimately what it boils down to. Regardless of how much you make, none of us, at least not, as far as I'm aware of, none of my listeners are independently wealthy where they don't have to concern themselves with finances. So every time you spend your money, that is ultimately, you're spending part of your life, because you go to work, you give up your time in exchange for pay so you can buy things to enjoy your time better. And, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. It's, you know, the whole being an adult's for suckers. I really believe that. But so when somebody gives you some of their hard-earned money because they want to support you, because they like what you're doing, just for whatever reason, they're giving you part of their time, part of their livelihood, their life. And so I think we need to go back to appreciating that a little bit more. And there's way too much just kind of entitlement and ridiculousness about this stuff that has become the norm. And we've lost that gratitude for people doing things like that for us or sharing things with us. You know, I'm always talking about how we can do better. We can be better. And I really do believe that. That's kind of what keeps me going, because if I was nearly as cynical as I usually come off, I would probably have popped myself by now. I'm just not trying to trigger anybody if anybody's overly sensitive about things like that. But, yeah, just calling a spade a spade. I'm a Gen Xer. I really, I don't care about trigger warnings, you know? Don't stop being so soft. Stop being so overly goddamn sensitive. People can say things where it doesn't have physical impact on your life. It's not something you need to be traumatized by. I said something. Oh, my God. But anyway, I digress. Again, getting off track here. My thought is, we've gotten to this point in our society where there really is no appropriate expression of gratitude in your average day-to-day interactions with people. It's really not nearly as common as it was like when I was a kid for people to even say something as simple as thank you and acknowledge that someone has done something for you. It goes back to this ridiculous sense of entitlement. That's why we've got so many random fuckheads walking around these days. There's arrogance and entitlement, and it's kind of just nauseating. If we were all a little more grateful, I think people want to do more for you. They want to be better if they know what they're doing is appreciated. So in my constant push towards being better people, being better as a society, being a better culture, being a better world, maybe that's another step we need to start taking, is starting to practice more active gratitude. Acknowledging when people do something for you instead of just taking for granted that it's done. Little things. Say thank you when they hand you your bag at the drive-thru. Say thank you when they hand you your coffee. Don't just take it for granted that, oh, well, I'm paying for it, so they should just give me my shit and I'm going to get all of my day. Common sense, basic manners, things that we used to teach our kids, things that we should have been taught before we became the giant old children that are adults. Something that somewhere along the line stopped getting passed down. Please and thank you. Simple gratitude. If someone does something for you, acknowledge that they did something for you. Acknowledge that it was a nice thing they did. Even if somebody's just doing their job, if they did it well, if they performed their job in an adequate manner, that little acknowledgement, that little bit of gratitude that they did the thing well is going to, it costs you nothing. It will probably brighten their day if you're any kind of a decent human being with any sort of empathy. It'll brighten your day, too. And I'm not necessarily backpedaling to say, oh, well, you've always got to put everybody else's feelings first and everything like that. But I think there's a difference between being overly accommodating and being a doormat for somebody. And like I said, showing a little simple gratitude. Just please, thank you, yes, no, manners, you know, basic shit like that. So with that being said, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the support. To all the people that have gone above and beyond, whether it's signing up for the Patreon or signing up for a membership through Buy Me a Coffee or mailing me some really cool equipment under the guise of you're going to send me a sticker. So I didn't know it was coming and got utterly surprised. Yeah, thank you so much. The people that have done these things for me, I know they listen. Otherwise, why would they? I'll just pick some random guy out of the book. But yeah, so thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time out of your day to let me be part of your day. Thank you for giving me a platform. Thank you for making this not just some crazy guy talking into the void. And you know, if you think about it, pay it forward a little bit. Thank that kid that hands you your coffee. Thank the person that rings you up at the grocery store. Tell them to have a nice day. Spread a little positivity. Maybe that will help bring the world around and we can get back to where we should be instead of where we're going. And for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode, guys. If you liked what you heard, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. Go to ihadtosayitpodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list, interact with the show. Click the links, sign up for the Patreon, join the Discord. Come and interact, be a part of the show. Buy the merch, support your favorite creator, or support me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.